April 1st was the deadline for high-tech companies to submit visa applications to hire temporary immigrants for specialty positions in fields like biotech research and development. Attorney Jerry Greca says last year there were 150,000 applications for only 65,000 available visas. He says there just aren't enough qualified citizens to fill the jobs that Wisconsin's high-tech industries need to grow and compete. Greca says the losers are both the companies and the foreign students being trained now in state universities.
If Wisconsin wants to continue to create tangential jobs from retaining the brain power that has gone to school or lived within their state, we don't have that ability right now. I, as an attorney representing a company, cannot tell them in good conscience that they're going to get a visa to keep that kid.
Greca says it's time to expand the number of visas or remove the cap altogether, and Jim Buchan of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce agrees. He says he's heard from several Wisconsin companies that they can't get enough highly skilled foreign workers. Buchan says the problem is that the working visa program is caught up in the anti-immigrant debate about illegal immigrants.
These are people that want to be here legitimately and are trying to go through channels to be here legally. And, you know, in a global economy, that's the give and take of it all. Here you've got people coming in to America as opposed to jobs being exported, if you will.
There are several congressional proposals to expand what's known as the H-1B visa program, but they're not getting much traction amidst the current debate about controlling the Mexican border and deporting illegal immigrants. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.